moment, consider this statement. What you consume, you become. If that is true, then what are you feeding your spirit, soul, and body? You're welcome to Enrich, a podcast and community where we grow together. I'm your host, Oluchi Ajegu, and a very big welcome to you today. I'm really glad that you are joining me for today's episode. And we've been talking about discipline, and when you put out a word, you just get tested on it. Like, the Lord has been showing me different areas of my life where I need discipline. And I hope you've been able to identify areas where you lack discipline, you know, from the previous episodes. I am not talking about discipline because I am the most disciplined person. No, this is just something God laid in my heart, and I feel, yes, this is really important for a time as this. We actually need to work on being disciplined. And God is working on me, and He's working on you, and He will continue to do that until He comes or He calls us home. And we've looked at discipline and types of discipline. We know what discipline is. We've looked at the Father's discipline and self-discipline. If you've not listened to any of those episodes, please do, as you'll be missing out a whole lot. Now, today we'll be looking at some reasons why discipline can be hard. But before we continue, let us pray. Father, we thank you. Thank you for thus far you've brought us and you've taught us on discipline. We ask, Lord, that today you give us your understanding and give us insight. Help us to remain disciplined children. In Jesus' name, amen. So why is discipline hard? Yes, why is discipline hard? Because discipline is not really a sweet word, and it's not something that is so easy that anyone can do. Honestly, I'd love to get your opinions on this. Why do you think it is difficult to be disciplined? And I know when I talk about discipline, there's probably an area of your life you're thinking about, you know, when you hear this, when you just hear discipline, start thinking about something. Now, that area you're thinking about, or that aspect of your life that you're thinking about, why do you think it is just so difficult for you to be disciplined in that area? Now, I'd really love to get your opinions and your suggestions, your feedback. So please send them to enrichpodcast1@gmail.com. And why do you think discipline is hard? Today, we'll be looking at two reasons why sometimes discipline can be hard. You know, we previously looked at the definition of discipline, and we said discipline enables one do what he or she needs to do and not necessarily what he or she feels like. Yes, discipline helps you know what you have to do and do what you have to do even when you don't feel like. And the first reason why it can be difficult to be disciplined is habit. What are your habits? Now, habit is defined as a usual manner of behavior, and what you do every time becomes your habit. So when you have habits that don't enable discipline, developing discipline would be very difficult. And adopting new habits can be difficult. That is why you have to rewire your brain and yourself in order to develop discipline. If you don't have, you know, this habit that makes you disciplined or keeps you disciplined, you actually have to restructure, reset, rewire your entire being to develop discipline and to inculcate discipline into, you know, your life and your activities. And the second reason is procrastination. Yes, procrastination simply means unnecessarily postponing decisions or actions, you know, leaving what you're supposed to do today for tomorrow. And it's easy because, you know, in short term, it is really easy to indulge yourself in something else. You just want to rest instead of doing something you're supposed to do. And to kill procrastination, you just have to start. Just go and start. Yes, just start. Stop waiting for something to move. You know, sometimes you're like, okay, I'm really tired today. Tomorrow I'll be energized. I'll be so strong, and then I'll do what I have to do. No, just start. Tomorrow you'll probably be so tired and more tired. So just start. Stop waiting for something to move you to take that step. Stop waiting for something to move you to be disciplined. move yourself. Nothing controls you. Yes, nothing controls you at all. You control yourself, so you have the power to make yourself disciplined. Just focus on the lasting results and push yourself a step further. There's some steps to help you be more disciplined. There's some steps to help me be more disciplined. One is to make a decision. Two, it's not just enough to say I'll be disciplined. You actually have to make a decision to be disciplined, resolve to be disciplined, alert your entire being, alert your entire sense, be intentional and conscious about being disciplined. Don't just say it, but make that decision, resolve to be disciplined. And the second step or tip is set goals and be very specific. Don't just say tomorrow I would start reading, tomorrow I would make a move on that business I want to start. Set goals and let them be very specific goals. Let your goals be very specific. At what time do I want to do this tomorrow? And when am I expecting my results? Being specific gives you a better view on what you will do and how to do it. And the third tip is start small. Stop waiting for big opportunities to come first before you start being disciplined. It's so easy to say, okay, when I become the CEO of the company, I'll be disciplined. But no, that's not the way discipline works. Start with the small things. Start with things as simple as laying your bed. Yes, taking that walk you want to take today. You know, that exercise you would have done. Just do it. Start from the little things. And it's only when you are disciplined in little things that you can be disciplined in bigger things. One day at a time, one step at a time, and I pray that the Lord helps us in Jesus' name. Amen. So that's it for this week's episode, and thank you so much for tuning in. I'm so excited you stayed to the end. This is it for the topic discipline, and I hope you were able to get something out of this whole topic. This whole month we've talked about discipline, and in the next episode we'll be looking at a different topic, and you wouldn't want to miss the next episode, trust me. So please subscribe to this podcast and follow us on Instagram at enrich_podcast. Please follow, and if you listen to this podcast on a regular, subscribe and share this podcast with your family, with your friends. Let other people hear what you're hearing. Subscribe and share this podcast, leave a review, because I'd love to hear from you. Stay tuned and stay blessed.